This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill behind closed doors Thursday with U.S. House of Representatives investigators. Kurt Volker resigned last week after the release of a whistleblower complaint regarding President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Congressional investigators want to ask former envoy Kurt Volker about the role he played in President Trump's efforts to press Ukrainian leaders for damaging information about the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. Volker's name appears in the whistleblower complaint about a meeting that he had with Ukraine's president and other officials the day after that July 25th phone call to provide advice about how to navigate Trump's demands. Volker, a career Foreign Service officer, is said to be eager to tell lawmakers his side of the story. The State Department says Volker confirmed he had connected a presidential advisor in Ukraine with Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraqi security forces used tear gas and fired live bullets to disperse protesters on the third day of anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. That's the sound of gunfire as protesters run away Thursday. Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced a curfew Thursday seeking to control the protests in the capital city. 18 people are dead since the protests and clashes began Tuesday. That includes a police officer, plus hundreds more are injured. Demonstrators are unhappy about poor government services and corruption. The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. Full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Four French police officers were killed Thursday in a knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. A police union official said the assailant was shot and killed by another officer. The spokesperson said the attacker was believed to have been a staff member at the headquarters, but that has yet to be confirmed. North Korea said on Thursday it had successfully test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea ahead of a fresh round of nuclear talks with the United States. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Analysts told Reuters this makes the test fire the most provocative since the U.S. began talking with North Korea again in 2018. Photos in state media showed the missile emerging from water before a rocket booster sent it skyward. A submarine launch would match what the South Korean military suspected the day before.
The missile seemed to fly 565 miles high and 280 miles in distance. We're analyzing details because we believe that it was fired from sea and it is likely to be a Pukguk Song class weapon.
Pukguk Song or Polestar are what the North's earlier submarine weapons were called. On Thursday, state media called the new missiles Pukguk Song 3, and analysts say they may be a modified version of the old projectiles.
This was the ninth launch since Kim Jong-un met with President Trump in June. The European Union has reacted with skepticism to new proposals from Britain for a deal to leave the bloc. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson outlined the plans earlier this week, which aimed to break the impasse over the future of the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which becomes an external EU frontier after Brexit. Britain is due to leave the EU at the end of the month, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Johnson's new proposals to the EU would eliminate the so-called Irish backstop from the withdrawal agreement, which would have kept Britain bound closely to EU rules to prevent a hard border in Northern Ireland until an alternative could be agreed. Instead, Britain is proposing Northern Ireland stays in the European single market for goods, but leaves the bloc's customs union. This would require some customs checks close to the border. Early reaction suggests the plans fall short of EU and Irish demands. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Scores of senior doctors in Zimbabwe's public hospitals have threatened to strike starting Thursday if the government fails to meet their demand for better salaries and working conditions. They would join hundreds of their junior counterparts who have been on strike since September 3rd. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. R&B.